Lockdown all towns, everybody slow down, give them everything you have. Mask up, backs up, get your body trashed up, better do what they ask. It's alright, okay, sorry, but you can't pray, gotta keep the church doors closed. No superstitions, a saint politician will tell you what you need to know. Citizen fools and brand new rules make everyone a hero now. So keep your distance, no resistance, only do what you're allowed. Cash that check, go dance in the wreck, but just don't speak your mind. Get your facts from the paid contracts, cause never will they tell a lie. They don't know me. They don't own me.
So we're out here and getting a little fluid. The last round of chemotherapy kind of knocked me for a loop. And so we adding a little fluid, you know, a little saline, some different things in there, a little Meyer solution here and there. Chemotherapy will knock you for a loop. That was the fourth round. 3 days each round. They wanted you to go 21 days in between. Another one of them dumbasses would spend perfectly good money to make their car sound like that. But this journey has been a sight. So 3 days on, 21 days off. My body took a little bit longer than that. Usually it'd take 7 more days. So it'd be, you know, 29-30 days, basically a month, just to get my white blood cell count to come up to, I don't know whether you call it reasonable or not, but anyway, to pass muster. Between the radiation and the chemotherapy, and I guess the cancer too, I've gone from 195 down to, let's see, this morning it was 136. So, skin and bones. Call this the Auschwitz. I look like Auschwitz. And a buddy of mine said because of my whiskers and everything, because I wouldn't shave my whiskers off, he said you look like a little Chinaman. Oh, I saw. That's some funny shit. I guess you could say either Auschwitz or the Chinaman. But you know, it doesn't matter what people think, how you look. They judge people how they look all the time. They don't, you know, skin color or facial hair or dress or whatever. People judge people all the time over all that. Instead of, what is it, the color of their skin instead of the character of their, you know. But I think I'm done with this chemo. Done with the poison juice. They run you in there like calves. one size fits all. There's no nuance to it. It's a production. It's almost like an assembly line. Oh, they treat you nice and everything. All the nurses are nice and all, and they're sweet and everything. And they honestly think they're doing you some good. I'm not here to argue whether they are or not. Are they doing more harm than good? From everything I can see, from everything I've found out, from all the research, and I think we've all been sold a lie. I think cancer is to do, the treatment of cancer is for profit and profit only. And any of those that believe otherwise is believing a lie. The oncologists, for the most part, the ones that I've met, not some of the ones that are speaking out now and all, you know, those numbers are few and far between. But your regular just oncologist. I believe when them rascals get out of school and they get their little sheepskin from the college of their choice, I don't believe them people. I think they think they've learned all they need to know, and that's the way it is. I don't believe they follow any studies. I don't believe they do any research. I believe it becomes a production to them, and their BMW payment is a hell of a lot more important than their patient's personal care. That's just the way I feel about it. It's a racket. One of the things is, now that we're out of this last chemotherapy, they wanted to schedule a PET scan, 2 weeks out. Now, Josephine, my patient's advocate, God knows I'd be dead if it wasn't for her and others, but Josephine. One for her. 5 minutes. 5 minutes of research, and what does she find? She finds, well, great goodness, the HHS, you know, old Fauci's HHS and all, recommends a minimum of 6 weeks to let the body calm down after radiation and chemotherapy before you're doing a scan. And most of the other ones are somewhere between 8 and 12 weeks. So what the hell, Bobby? Why are you pushing them in there a week, 2 weeks after? And you get false readings. So you can turn around and run them right back through, because they've already scheduled me for more rounds of the chemotherapy. Is that what you're doing? You got a new BMW you got a picture of? They don't even consider alternatives. Bring it up, they laugh at you. And they got AI writing the damn doctor's notes. The hell are you doing? You know, like I told him, I said, you know, you might as well be a hologram. They're gonna replace your ass, because all you do is push a button. It's just like a factory. They just record all your conversations and everything else, and next thing you know, poof, you just appear in somebody's house via Zoom or whatever. Medical industry has been captured long since ago. And independence of doctors is non-existent, save for a very few. Now you got Maha. Well, Kennedy going in there, oh, I'm going to do all this and that. Well, hey, you better get after them vaccines. Better get after them. Ain't tested the damn things against a placebo. Most of them are less than 5 days. Given the COVID shots, 2 times in 6 months. To 6 month-year-old. 6 month-year-old. 6 month-old. Babies. It's not health care, it's health care. But I'm done with chemotherapy. We'll do what we can with the alternatives and let God take care of the rest. He's the one in charge anyway. You trust a man in the butcher chute, in the white coat, the CDC? You trust any of them? Do you? How about your insurance company? You trust them? They make a lot of your decisions, whether you're going to get tested or treated or whatever. Healthcare costs skyrocketing like crazy. You think it's going to get any cheaper? What's Maya going to do about that? Federal Reserve printing money to hand over fist. It's got to get more expensive. Most people can't afford it anyway. So that's the state of your medical profession. Your economy's gone to hell in a handbasket. When all else fails, they take you to war. Well, Trump's getting there with that. And, you know, we got to spend some money. Shutting down free speech every which way. You ain't speaking out against the shutting down of the Hamas terrorist people. If you're falling for that line of bullshit, you need to wake the hell up. Ah, but hell. Spring sprung. Lake's getting warmer. Fish are biting. Ain't nothing to worry about. Donald Trump's gonna save us all. Trust the plan, don't you know? What do you think? What do you think? Yeah. And that's all. And they don't own me. Till next time, boys and girls.
Oh, God, help us all. Look what we've become. Oh, God, help and fix what we have done. Sell my info, hacked and don't know. Show me what I need to buy. Sex consumption, no corruption, just as advertised. You've been labeled and I've enabled. Better apologize. Propaganda, racist slander. Time to organize. Shot bang, who's next? Brain dead, useless. Show it on the TV screen. Tell me who to vote for. Gotta start a new war. Wouldn't wanna live in peace. Divide and conquer, weak not stronger. Everybody know your place. Do it now, won't hurt. Dig into your own dirt. Virtue found its grave. They don't know me. They don't own me. Oh God, help us all. Look what we've become. Oh God, help us all and fix what we have done. Inside violence, in for silence, mainstream message. Won't you guide us? You know what is best for our own good. Anti-this and anti-that. Cancel this and cancel that. Take it to the streets and the neighborhoods. Worship actors, food and drugs. Brand yourself, give them your blood. Don't believe your eyes, don't look around. Fake news, rumors, okay boomer. Ignorance will stain our future. Will you make it through or burn it down? Oh God, help us all. 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 Oh God, help us all.